just having the tape on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know. Analyzing.
If we're gonna.
It's,
and you can open it.
It's 5:30. It is April 16th, CCI meeting, and we're still waiting on a fourth quorum. And that's it. So, at least we know the date and time.
Great. Emily, do you want to, or do you want me to open the meeting? Oh, here comes Mary. Oh, good.
Perfect.
Mary's here. Yay!
Hi.
Hi, come on in.
Is someone sitting here already?
You are.
No, it's all right.
So I'll start briefly, then I'll turn it over to you.
Sure.
As that. So, call to order. So we've got a short version, or a short group, I guess, tonight. So our acting vice chair, Gary Wilvotny, is not here tonight, couldn't be here tonight. He's out of town. So we're going to have Emily, if everyone approves of that, Emily can run the meeting today. And we'll kind of go from there. We have an agenda and stuff, so and a couple things we can talk about, and I can update on a couple things, and I think we'll just mainly talk about a few things.
Should we check in?
Yeah. Russ Axelrod, mayor, and council liaison.
Bill Relier, city council, alternate liaison.
Emily Smith, what am I, citizen at large.
Citizen at large.
Mary Baumgartner, member.
Citizen. Yeah, you're a citizen at large member.
Citizen at large.
John Boyd, staff.
Thank you. Emily?
Okay. Well, I want to make sure we officially call this meeting to order. So it is 5:31 on Tuesday, April 16th, 2019. We have quorum, so I officially call this meeting to order. First item on the agenda is election of officers. As Mayor Axelrod stated, we don't have everyone here today, but we could probably discuss maybe the process of that going forward and how we'd like to proceed. A quick recap of kind of where we left off, which is in the minutes from October 16th, 2018. Gary is vice chair. He's been acting kind of in the chair role since last year.
I would suggest maybe that we... So we're still missing, we have a vacant position, which is the business at large position. We still need filled. And we also have not received the assignment, the appointed person from the NAP. Yeah, that would make 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
we have 5 people on the meeting, Gary's absent. So we have 4 in attendance, Gary's, and those are the ones that can sit, that make up the CCI right now.
Okay.
The 2 missing ones are the unappointed at-large and the undesignated NAP representative.
Okay.
And in talking with Mr. Baker, he understands the regulations, and he's saying as president of the NAP, he won't be attending, and there hasn't been a member of the NAP that has stepped forward to attend, and they're still working on it. He said they've been discussing it at their meetings. I, just so you know, David gets all the CCI notices, and so he's aware that that doesn't require he attend the meetings, but it keeps them a reminder to him that it's a task they need to fulfill. And my suggestion would be, you remember how that was a sensitive item last year, stepping in the role of who is the NAP, and they kind of pointed out that's their role and they want to do it themselves. A suggestion is to give them space. I mean, that's their right to have a position, and if they're not filling it, we can keep reminding them and suggest they fill it. I think we'll leave it be for a bit until it's a problem.
And I think when we get into the discussion, maybe the roundtable, if we get there, I could talk a little bit about the council's kind of considerations around the structure. There's been a couple of council members that have suggested maybe an alternative structure to the CCI, which is fine, and we can consider that, and if we move forward with that decision, that's fine too. But I thought there was work to be done, and I wanted to see the CCI continue to be active in the meantime, because knowing how council does on some things, it can take months sometimes to talk about things and work through some things. So in the meantime, there's stuff that can be done. So, and I need to let you know that I need to leave a little early tonight, unfortunately. I need to leave no later than 6:40, between 6:30 and 6:40 for another meeting, so.
Okay. So with election of officers, did we want to wait to have a business representative position filled, or do we just maybe, I mean, my feeling on it is to, I'd like to have Gary here for elections, but if the NAP chooses to not participate, I'd prefer to not wait for that. I feel like that's kind of holding up progress if we wait, and I'm not sure where council is at as far as appointing a business.
Well, like I said, we haven't received an application.
Sure.
Councilor Relly, do you remember who is the liaison for NAP? Is it you or is it Jules?
Yeah, it was Rich.
Was it Rich?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe I'll connect with Rich briefly just about connecting and letting us know so they make sure that they check in on whatever the CCI plan is. And maybe David is already planning to do that, is that right, John, you think?
Yes.
He's already planned it on
their agenda. It's just they've had trouble getting someone to step up.
All right. Yeah, I would suggest that I agree with that. Wait till Gary's here. I guess it would be good to know, does anyone here interested in being chair or vice chair?
I would be interested in filling one of those roles.
Okay. Good. So. Not to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I am. Maybe would like to get to know what
things
affected a little bit more.
Sure,
before.
Totally understand.
So I'll be attending the NAP meeting on Thursday.
Okay, good.
So I'll
make sure
I communicate with them. And I see in an email today from Ms. Stein, there was a comment in here about reformatting the CCI to have only citizen members and not. To have one citizen member and only one council in a non-voting liaison position.
Yeah, so we would eliminate the council positions on the CCI and there'd just be one liaison.
And the liaison would be a voting...
Non-voting member.
And sorry, you said we would eliminate a citizen at large position. Is that correct?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
No, so only citizen members.
Oh, okay.
A couple councilors have raised that, and you know, whatever people want to do, I'm open.
Okay. And then to clarify, since we don't have any applicants for the business position, has council been advertising that, or what is the process from council to ensure that the business community is aware of this wonderful opportunity?
Yeah. Well, I think any opportunity that we have at neighborhood associations, like I'm going to a neighborhood association tonight meeting, I will mention it. We mention it at council meetings. It's on the website.
Have we reached out to your chamber?
Not that I'm aware of, but I don't know. Maybe if Alicia's put something out, but that's something we could check on.
Okay.
Outreach. Particularly, I mean, if we're going to replace two council positions, then we're going to need, we need four positions. It might take a little while to change the structure, but...
Is there any further discussion on election of officers? Okay, seeing none, we will move on. The next item on the agenda is approval of the October 16th, 2018 meeting notes. Has everyone had an opportunity to review these?
I was just about to finish them, but I don't know if others did. I know for two of you weren't here.
Looks good.
But, you know, it doesn't preclude you from approving them.
Let's take a minute just to look it over, and when we're ready, I'll take a motion.
I
that's pretty good noise.
John, your notes are, as usual, pretty thorough.
Okay. They're going to fall apart starting May 3rd.
May 3rd.
Shauna is taking that opt-out stuff.
Oh, she's one that's taking the opt-out.
So, yeah, we're going to be 2 months without...
Oh.
John's going to be doing planning commission meeting notes, so you'll hear a lot of complaints.
Okay.
I'm going to do my best, but that's going to be a lot of time.
Yeah.
And the person we had a long time ago for our transcriptionist is no longer. That person retired too.
Okay, when we're ready, I'll take a motion.
I move to approve the minutes from the September 18th meeting.
I'll second that.
All right, we have a motion on the table to approve the minutes from the October 16th meeting.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. And we have a second. Do we have any discussion?
I don't know. Is the council alternate a voting member?
I don't think the rules have changed.
Oh, yeah, there's not an alternate. We're at the same.
Okay.
We're both just two appointed positions.
Okay.
It's not an alternate. It's just the same level. So
yeah.
we're both council liaisons is where
right.
we are to the CCI. So.
And are they voting members?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I think to address that question too, last year when we did have an alternate, I believe it was determined that the alternate could vote the council alternate.
Yeah. And let's finish the vote.
Sure.
I have a thought.
Or the alternate of any of the positions.
Not every position is open or has the option of having an alternate. Like, I can't have another citizen just walk in and take my seat.
You've got a younger, better memory than me.
That's something we can review. So we have a motion on the table to approve the October 16th, 2018 minutes. We have a second. Any further discussion on that? Seeing none, any opposition? All right, minutes are approved.
So that'd be 5-4. Once you
have, we can do all those in favor, aye.
There you go.
Aye.
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 Aye. Perfect.
May I have a second?
Great.
If you remember last year when we had a discussion on the NAP role, we brought up the resolution, and I forget the number, that reformed the CCI and said who the members were. And in that resolution, it has two counselors as acting members, and that I think gets to your question of, are both council members a voting member? And that right now is yes. And it talked about how the NAP is self-appointed, and they talk about who their alternates are and their role,
mm-hmm.
which is non-voting unless they're acting as the representative. And that's what Emily was pointing to, is we had a long discussion, and it's all clearly outlined in the motion, in the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's my question to you two counselors, or mayor counselors, is if that's restructured, are you going to change that resolution? Would you have to?
We're going to have to. We're going to have to change
mm-hmm.
the municipal code.
Okay.
Because we went in and we had revisions to the municipal code when it was restructured. So just for your history and understanding, the CCI, the Planning Commission, used to also play a role as the CCI. In fact, when I was on the Planning Commission many years ago, the Planning Commission was the CCI. And the CCI at the time, really, I mean, it was there. We would have a moment at every meeting. Are there any comments or questions or any issues for the CCI? And very rarely we would take a comment, and very rarely the CCI didn't do much of anything. And then in the cut the red tape, I think it was part of the cut the red tape changes, the council back then, they took that role from the Planning Commission and they restructured the CCI. and completely sort of, they kind of took it away from, it was sort of vision that sort of took it away from the citizenry by tucking it into to council and with some other controls. And when our council came on in 15, 16, we, was it actually 15? Yeah, I think it was 16. There was we revised the makeup. I should have gotten all this history before, but I'm trying to remember. We revised some of the makeup to create sort of more balance and anticipation of the CCI being a more active body to support citizenry. We kind of restructured it a little bit and restructured the process of it a little bit.
Memory's real good. It's May. I got up the resolution. It's May 2016.
Okay. Oh. So, and now, just recently, two counselors have at least raised the concern they don't want any, they don't think any council member should be on the CCI. That should just be all citizenry. And there should just be a council liaison non-voting. So that's something the council's going to have to discuss coming up, and it's not really quite on our agenda. I think it's in one of our deeper agenda items to get this year. And in the meantime, one of the counselors had suggested, well, why don't we just abandon the CCI group and just give it back to the Planning Commission? And I said, no, we have a full structure, and it's in the municipal code, and it's, you know, we have this resolution which passed, and we should honor that until the council so chooses to change it. So that was my suggestion, because there's things we can do, and, you know, we've got stuff to work on that I think we could work on, and we want to be here for the citizenry, and so... that's how we kind of got here to where we are in the structure we are today.
Okay.
And I would think that the CCI, and if the CCI, maybe non-council members have an opinion on how they would like to see the structure, that would be good input and feedback to the CCI. I mean, we can get it from all public comment, but
mm-hmm.
Particularly for members of the CCI to express that.
That's good. Good information. Thank you, Russ.
Yeah.
Next item on the agenda is citizen comments. I did want to point out that last year we approved, I don't know if it was resolution, but we had changed it to public comment, and that came
that
at...
I
changed
that,
it on mine.
Mine too.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. And so the reason for that, in short, is we had a lengthy conversation about that and ultimately decided, and please correct me if I get any of this wrong there, but... ultimately decided that public was a little more inclusive than the term citizen, and we wanted to make sure that all stakeholders, whether it's a developer or a resident of Westland or anyone, had they felt welcome coming to our meetings and voicing their input.
And so, that was something universally we did with the council and Planning Commission and all our CAGs.
Mm-hmm.
It's public comment.
Okay. Yep. We have that said, we have no members of the public joining us this evening. So next item on the agenda is roundtable discussion where CCI members can consider updates and discuss expectations for the upcoming year. So where to begin?
Well, one of the things I have for that is I had John make hard copies of, this is the latest report that the CCI prepared late last year. After a lengthy, I only have a couple, which is for new members. She's
yep.
very familiar, so these are kind of for the new members.
It's okay. Thank you.
The CCI went through a very lengthy review process of our entire planning review, and it involved input from citizens, attorneys, staff, and we came up with a bunch of recommendations on improvements to our public land use process. Some of them, it wasn't intended to be in any regard exhaustive of the approaches and revisions to be implemented. Many of the details are to be prepared either by the CCI subsequently or by a working group that was going to be put together to work with staff on new code revisions and then new language to make improvements to the land use process. And again, this was all geared at making not only the process more efficient, but more fair and transparent and engaged to the public and our community. And the hope there too is that by doing this also will serve the developers and applicants and, you know, all those involved in land use planning and decisions in West Lynn. So if you haven't, you know, looked at this, I'd suggest maybe the homework for the next meeting would be to look it over and just be familiar with what's in there. And there are particular things that the CCI could begin work on. I think it's mainly, and I apologize, I didn't get a chance before our meeting tonight to go back and review what all those things are, but there are, for example, guidance that could be prepared in pamphlet sort of information to help citizenry in their roles and rights at like pre-app meetings and in the process of the planning process. How do they exercise their rights? You know, what do they have the right to do, and how should those meetings be run? There's a lot of ideas about that in here, and then it's a key element for the CCI to work on. One of the pieces of work that we also did late last year were these citizen, trying to get through these citizen vision goals. And just a little history on that might be needed too. Should I do that?
Sure,
a little
that'd be
too?
Great.
So way back when I was on the Planning Commission, this would be like 2010, 11, or 11, 12, 13, 14 time frame. We used to have, if you're familiar with our comprehensive plan, and we're familiar then, for about 10 years, I think it started in 2003, our comprehensive plan, when it was revised then, had on its front page a one-page set of goals, and they were called council goals. The council at that time put them together and they put them in front of the comprehensive plan. When we were on the Planning Commission, we got into and had the LOT big project before us, we got into some gray areas of the code, and those council goals and the interpretations and associated information in the comprehensive plan. Remember now, when in land use determinations, you make your decisions based on the code. But we all know that the code is not always crystal clear. It's not a black and white. Sometimes there's gray areas. Well, we got into a gray area on the big LOT matter. And we relied upon those council goals and the supporting information around them to interpret the code. It was very valuable and very important for our community and for the Planning Commission to be able to rely on that interpretation. So after we got through the LOT matter, and the council at the time went through its cut the red tape process, they took them out. And many felt that it was sort of punishment to the community for relying on them. If we're going to rely on them, they shouldn't be in there. They did say that, well, our council goals are different. We generate council goals, which is true. Annually, council goals are prepared now, and they have kind of a different meaning because they're typically the goals of the council for the year on the work that it's going to be focused on, and that's all coordinated with staff, and that's true. So I felt that was wrong for them to remove them entirely from the comprehensive plan. I felt it weakened the plan. I didn't think it was, it wasn't approved by the community. It didn't go through a public process. So one of the last things I did when I was on the Planning Commission is I led the Planning Commission in agreeing to bring those rules back and to bring them up to date and to get them put back into the comp plan. And we went through a whole revision, the commission went through a process, we took comments, public hearing, the like, and they were approved. but they were never put into the plan. We were ignored. Council wouldn't put them in the plan. So, skip ahead a few years, we've got new council, and it was my impetus particularly, because I felt this was kind of core to what our comp plan stood for, and it was in there for 10 years before they took it out. I thought, you know, we should get those back in there. And so we've had a council goal for a year or two. The first year, I think we were tied up on some other things, didn't quite get to it, or I can't remember when the first year, I don't know, maybe John, you know, maybe it was 17, we started working on it, but or maybe it wasn't really till 18.
If it wasn't January or November 17, it was very early. 18.
Okay.
So yeah, I think so.
Okay. So in that time period of when they were revised, way back when I was on the Planning Commission, and now there's been even some additional changes in the community, and like Stafford has changed. We've got a five-party IGA and a different approach there. And so I brought those, and we renamed them, council renamed them Citizen Vision Goals. Back on the Planning Commission, when we went through the revision, we recall them, okay, well, we'll call them council goals, so as not to confuse them with council goals, we'll call them citizen vision goals. And that's how they were approved by the Planning Commission. And then most recently, I brought it to the CCI. And the CCI went through it, and we went through a review, we took comments, and updated them yet again through everyone's input. I think we had two or three meetings, maybe, John, on the vision goals, maybe something like that.
That sounds about right.
And then they went to the Planning Commission. The CCI sent them to the Planning Commission, and the chair of the Planning Commission sent a letter, I believe.
No,
with them.
I think you're confusing this process with. Because I think there was isn't there a discussion in this process?
Of the
or
vision
was that
goals?
Separate?
No, not
okay.
In here.
I don't think.
Oh, there was on the missed notes.
This went through the Planning Commission, and a recommendation was forwarded to council. I'm not sure the vision goals got that far.
The committee considered approval of the proposed goals. A final draft would be submitted to the committee members, and that was done.
Right.
Vice Chair Walvotny signed a submittal letter to forward to council asking for consideration.
Was that of this? Because remember, this is October. And
these are the vision goals, not of this.
Well, I think I'll wait for Gary to be here.
Okay.
But I think he delayed in doing this, and I'm not sure the other got done. I'll be honest. I'm not sure.
Member Axelrod moved to approve the revised vision goals as modified in today's meeting and to transmit those recommendations to City Council for consideration. So the chair put a letter on the Citizen Vision Goals and sent them to council. And then I think someone, maybe either on council or a citizen, said, well, shouldn't those go back to the Planning Commission?
Yeah, I don't think any of that happened, I'll be honest.
We need to sort of pick that up on where it happened. And then it got into the community, and the community said, well, we didn't, someone called them Axelrod goals, and they said, well, this is just what the mayor wants, and it got really taken out of context. And now they're floating around in the neighborhood associations. So the neighborhood associations, I understand, are looking at them.
So they can be found online?
Oh, yeah, well, we can, it's just a one-pager. Let's print a couple. You want to bring them up?
Yes, we're going to try.
There are very just sort of broad aspirational, broad visions for the community. I'd be hard pressed to understand what anyone would have offense with them. I have not ever heard anyone take offense to any of the information in them.
So typically, it gets added to the bottom. Things get added to the bottom. So there is that report. Planning process has the vision statement, clean version, it says.
So there's
is that from the plan back in 2013, or is that, it says a 1-10-18 discussion.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the latest and greatest or not.
Let me see if I can tell. I think
there's two more up top.
I saw Stafford try, I know you were talking about that.
That's different. This is old. This is how they were.
Is that the old one?
That's
the
old
one.
The
2013?
That's the 2013.
Maybe then. That's not it. is.
The revised one should be, I'm sorry, I don't have my file with me.
No, you're fine.
When you went over that long list of PDFs and all, wouldn't they be in there?
Well,
it would be back in, I think, October, or it was October when we finalized them.
I clicked too fast and I turned off the page.
Oh.
Okay, community says hello. Boom.
Come on.
There you go. Code, code, code. Yeah, that's all 29. That's old, old, old.
Is this CCI stuff?
Yep, this is the CCI page. This
overview,
is all the stuff.
No,
see, there's the vision
comprehensive.
Clean, red line.
Wait, comprehensive plan, vision statements, clean version. Maybe
yeah,
that's
I have
it.
The red line version here, so I don't know which one you would want.
Maybe the clean one.
That was what was just up.
Oh, well, that's
here's,
weird.
Here's the red line version, and maybe that's something that you don't have a date for it yet. But yeah, that's your draft from 2016.
No, we revised it since then. We revised
yeah.
it in 18.
You know what? Let me see. Let me go into the Drake's. 20, what's
that? That shows the vision we.
What date you think we revised it?
18, October 18, I think.
Okay, so this is meeting materials for 2018, and you think it's when?
October. Proposed revised citizen goals.
So that's 10/16. So.
There you go. So these. Maybe we could just start from the top, and you can see how they change. So, I think there's 10 total. Maintain and protect Westland's resources, quality of life, and livability.
I remember this. This is the latest and greatest.
Yeah. Support Westland's neighborhood associations and promote citizen involvement in civic life. Foster land use planning and policies that give neighborhoods a voice in their community's future. Maintain and strengthen trust and credibility in city government. And I remember there was a double up on the environmental stuff, so we combined them. Maintain a budgetary process that is fiscally prudent and provides quality and cost-effective city services to the citizens of Westland. Utilize local business services and resources when practical and feasible. Promote transportation and land use policies both locally and regionally that are based on the concepts of sustainability, carrying capacity, and environmental quality and protection. Foster mixed-use development in appropriate corridor areas to encourage economic development and revitalize neighborhoods' community connections. Support future development through a master planning process that balances neighborhood community desires with economic development appropriate for the geographic location and attributes. Support land use policies such as the 2015 Stafford Hamlet Community Vision Plan that addresses the Stafford area as a critical urban-rural interface connecting Westland and neighboring communities. So that's up to date with the current status. Pursue city policies predicated on the assumption that growth should pay for itself to the extent possible. Protect and preserve our historical and cultural resources.
So let me see if I'm very poor. Word review. Let me see if I can turn this off.
And this is a product of the council or
this is a product
CCI?
Of the CCI.
It worked. Sorry, I'd be so excited. Do you want me to print off a few of these?
Yeah, maybe print off a few of these so
yeah.
everyone can look at it.
I may have to run downstairs.
That's fine.
I can just do that.
They can walk out with it tonight anyway and have them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 6.
You could even show them the strikeout underliner. I can email that to them later.
Do you want, you tell me, you want the clean or the strikeout version?
This version. This version is fine.
You know what we might do is print out the 2013 version.
Let me just promise to email you both versions, the original and this one.
And then you can kind of see how it changed.
Yes.
You can see how it changed over time.
Yeah, I don't have a printer that I can print to here,
up.
So I'll just send it to you all.
So, you know, I think it's fine. It goes out through the NAs. I just don't know where it is in the process. I'd like to see about getting it kind of back in or get the NA
so
input.
Who needs to approve it?
What's that?
Who needs to approve it?
Well, that was one of the questions, too. I thought at that point it could just go to council.
When Gary's back, I would prefer him, his recollection also. But I am not doubting that that action was approved. I just think in the race to get the other document done, I think the visions fell through the crack.
Here it says, the committee asked Vice Chair Volbotny to present the draft to the Planning Commission. If the Planning Commission has questions, they should provide the comments to council when the item is reviewed.
Yeah,
And now what I'm saying is Gary was had a lot of professional and personal responsibilities, and I feel bad for him that he's not here, and I'd like for him to speak on what happened.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
I just remember at the NAP level, there was a question about whether or not these were goals that were picked up from Imagine West Lynn, or if they were a product of the CCI in wanting to change the vision of Imagine West Lynn by creating a secondary set of goals. And then there was a question about, well, which one would take precedent? And it kind of just, I think it fell apart when Gail left, and I'm not sure that David ever picked up the document and continued to work on it. But I'll have to ask him.
Okay. That's something we'll have to get clear. They were just goals from the comp plan, so for nothing else, but they are consistent with the vision guidance, the vision document, the West Lynn vision document. And we also, the CCI reviewed that in that context as well. So, you know, they went through this process that then and other people felt, and I think in the community was communicated incorrectly, and too, that this was something that I created, and all I was trying to do was just move the process forward.
How many visionary documents are there that apply to planning in the city that, for instance, I know when I went to prepare public comment for a city council meeting, I wanted to do some research and just reflect, check and see, you know, how does what I'm feeling like reflect actual planning and language that's already officially documented. And I found a couple of different documents that said basically the same thing, but it could be perceived to be confusing if there's several different kind of parallel, but then again, maybe differing in very significant points that might make people concerned. And then that would bring forth the question, well, which of these three or four vision documents takes precedence over another one? And so what are the ones that I could, for instance, look up today?
Well, the comprehensive plan.
Okay.
And the Imagine West Lynn.
Okay, I think I did find that.
You would disagree?
Yeah, the hierarchy, the Oregon hierarchy.
Well, I didn't say the hierarchy.
Oh, I think that's what she was asking.
Well, I'm just curious. Resources. What are they called so that when I go to look them up? So,
yeah.
Please.
The comprehensive plan is the document that guides the future of the city.
Okay.
Within the comprehensive plan are recognized support documents. Envision West Lynn, transportation, and a myriad of other plans that went into the formulation of the, because there's different chapters in the plan that address the statewide planning goals, citizen involvement being one of them. So anyways, all these support documents led to the creation of the comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan is the document at the peak.
Okay.
I think I'll just stop there.
That's good.
Got it.
That sounds right to me.
Thank you.
I think only those two documents, though, the Imagine one and the core stuff of the main body, really, plan, really kind of address the more aspirational, broader, in terms of land use.
Okay.
And those are the ones on the Planning Commission we always relied upon. And those are the ones we were challenged a little bit about relying on them. We really relied on the comp plan, not the Imagine one. Imagine is even more broader, but it's a, like you said, it's a subpart to the comp plan.
Okay.
But the comp plan is more officially recognized in the state as the official document.
Okay.
And then we take the council goals that we review each year. We compare them to those documents and the comments from the community and try to come up with a formula for how we're going to help move those visions to fruition.
Now, one thing we might consider, too, the CCI might consider this year, I don't know. The Imagine West Lynn is 10 years old now. It's actually 2008. It's 11 years old now. And some have said, it came up last year in our council discussion, should we have this as a goal to revisit them or revise them? Now, council did not identify that this year as something to be done. But it doesn't preclude the CCI from wanting to look at it and think about it and make a recommendation to the CCI or to the council.
Yeah,
for
I
the
think
planning commission. That's always something I think you consider.
Yeah, I think one of the important things for the CCI that we discussed this year was there's mention here about an architectural review committee, and what we found is that there's a gap in the land use planning process between the time something comes through the planning commission and then it goes through the public works group, and then it finally becomes the actual plan that is going out the door for construction. And the council identified that there's a gap there in reviewing those final documents to make sure that all of the community's concerns and interests were all somehow captured within those final plans before we hand them to the contractor and say, go out and build this.
I think that's something specifically the CCI ought to be taking up this year, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Looking
yeah.
at that, because
yeah.
it is our council role.
It's yeah, I think
specific,
it's a, would be
it's
a
specific
good place
to a piece
that.
Of this.
That way we can pick up architectural, we can pick up street widths. There's a there are abundance of things there that all influence the quality of life.
Mm-hmm. And there's discussion of those elements in here, you'll find when you read it, because we had a recommendation in there that, you know, we go through this process of planning and review, and sort of what comes out is, you know, some shape of a box, if you will. But then the question becomes, does it fit in the community? And so it meets code, but does it fit?
Right.
And you know, either through this architectural review or some way to legally, if there's a legal way to somehow go through a final kind of review process of how it meets and serves and fits in the community, sort of just before it gets blessed.
Right. Right. An example of that might be in the Robin Wood neighborhood. So we recently reviewed the application for a school called Merrillhurst. And the way the CDC reads is sidewalks, concrete sidewalks. And the community really wants to have an alternative design for sidewalks other than concrete, because it fits better with their architectural influence. And so even though we have the Safe Routes to School program that says, yes, thou shalt have sidewalks, it also recognizes that in some communities you can have this alternative design. Typically, the alternative design costs more to maintain, so the cost of having that kind of feature in the community is going to cost more in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be able to let the community know if that is really what they want. There needs to be a methodology to how we maintain the costs and control those costs, so that yet meet their interests in wanting to have that particular type of improvement made in the area that they live.
Well, the other thing in that is we have no code for these alternative designs, so we need to develop code around this. It's been referred to as Green Street, you know, Green Street kind of designs, so alternative to the standard curb and gutter approach.
Yes.
So that's part of that too, is we need code around Green Street. So there could be a separate committee, or the CCI can work with staff that could develop code. Mm-hmm. That could be a process we use. And the council is sort of getting its arms around that process, and it's on our docket with the planning group about, you know, when and how we might implement that. But I can see the CCI playing a role in that as well.
Yeah. Well, and I think it would be good that the CCI group identifies that that's where the gap is. So the community, during the community comment period and during the neighborhood association meeting comment period, specifically said they wanted an alternative design, or they didn't want sidewalks at all. When it got to council, there was discussion about Safe Routes to School pretty much mandates that you have sidewalks in front of schools, but nobody had discussed the alternative design feature that could be used. So we did explore that a little bit, but we see that there's some gaps now in the code.
Yeah. So John, do you know where the citizen vision goals are in the community? Is anyone relayed to you about the status of that, or you'll check when you go to the NAP thing Thursday?
Yes.
And see, okay.
I'll give Gary a heads up that this issue came up, and so he can start kind of putting his recollection together.
And here it says he was going to have the Planning Commission review it. I wonder if they actually did.
I think they did. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I need to check back on the notes.
We kind of went into holiday mode after this.
Well, he had some professional responsibilities that were really taxing him. If you remember right, the report didn't even get to council until early 2019. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was that report. That's where I think the vision statements fell by the wayside.
Oh, okay.
Because he was focusing on, oh, darn, I forgot this report. So we got that together. And I don't even know the status of the report because I have a draft agenda bill and I'm not sure we formally presented it to council. I just think the letter was presented, Gary's letter was presented. I don't think council ever acted on it.
I don't think council ever acted on it.
So that's where, if you remember, he was supposed to do
that.
He focused on the report and he was also supposed to take action on the vision, and I think the vision just simply was forgotten.
Okay.
And that's my fault too. I mean, we're all just
racing. It's nobody's fault or anything at all in any way. It's just we were short on people and we had a lot going on and the holidays were coming on and we got it done through the revision process.
Right.
I mean, we got that.
Oh yeah.
And
so
coming up in
the next quarter, we are down staff. And the person that normally reminds me is leaving, and so I'm just going to ask you to bug me because the likelihood of it happening again over the next quarter is very high. So I won't take it bad if you ask me what the status of something is. And if my face drops, you know it's not good news.
We'll try and be soft on it.
There you go.
So, John, do you think that would create a good pathway to the Planning Commission so the CCI identifies a gap, they make recommendations for code development, and then the CCI and the Planning Commission work together to make those recommendations to the council?
The only question I have is, you know, the pathway thing in 98, isn't it in 98? If by saying what you just said assumes that the CCI would be... I'm thinking of the process where we're going to do changes. Council then either chooses to move forward with the Planning Commission or says CCI, give us an advice on whether we should create a work group or not. And so I'm trying to understand
council
how
that... Council decides that.
Okay, but I thought that... What is the
instruction? Council decides whether the CCI or a working group be formed to address it.
Right, so...
That's what's in the code.
And so if we're saying CCI, if I understand your statement where you want the CCI to provide input, what does that, that's where I'm trying to process it under the regulation. Are you saying work group or are you just saying CCI comment?
Well, I think that's what we need to ferret out. You know, what does that pathway look like?
Mm-hmm. I just need to know from you guys.
So my recollection is there were sort of two paths. So there were elements of this plan that the CCI could take and run with and create.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were a broader new changes to like code that were going to be sourced by staff working on code revisions and a working group formed that would be that would help develop that code.
Mm-hmm.
And then that product would come back to the CCI. And
for
then
a new member, this is where when we're talking about 98, this is
here's the working
that's where
working.
It talks about creation of working
group. Creation of working group. So the council decides for a working group. And that was the plan because we thought we wanted to get a representative working group that had business representation as well as probably some engineering expertise. But staff, and I think it's described in here, that staff would be taking kind of the first cut at some of the code,
mm-hmm.
Working with the working group. But if we can't even fill the CCI, how are we going to fill a working group? That's one of the things I worry about.
That was my other side comment when Councilor Relier was saying, what do I think? The working group path tends to add time, so it depends on the priority, the depth of the material, and expectations. So the more feedback you want from different groups, add more time,
mm-hmm.
because we have to respect their rights to have input and give feedback. So it's just that if there's something you think is a slam dunk, get it done, probably we should go through a lot of process.
Well,
if there's something you're not sure or need a lot of feedback on, then expect a longer process.
I think the working group could be the CCI and the Planning Commission. They just have a work session. There's an issue that's recognized. The Planning Commission meets on a regular business meeting date and time, and a lot of times they don't meet because there's nothing on their agenda for them to address. And
well,
so
and I think the only piece,
opportunity.
Okay, the only piece of that I'd see would be missing is it's described in here as the plan to have
some representation in the community from the, you know, the building community, those who are actually, you know, building things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so in that, they wouldn't be represented. Mm-hmm. And that's discussed in here, too. Mm-hmm. So somehow, if, you know, we went that route. Or maybe what we do is we take a couple of members. I think the working group, it was always envisioned to have at least two members of the CCI. Mm-hmm. So it could be two CCI, it could be two planning commission members, and it could be a key staff, and maybe one or two people from the community.
The building community.
The building community.
Right.
And that could be a sort of a subgroup that would do it. Mm-hmm. That could be very workable.
Yeah, I mean,
We could probably find two members of the planning commission, two members of the CCI willing to do that, and so that we might only need to generate two from the building community.
Yeah.
And there are some builders in the community that want to build correctly and want to work with the community. I think we, you know, and we talked about having a small builder and a large builder.
Well, I think most of them do. When I attend most of the pre-construction meetings and the pre-planning meetings with the developers, they always talk about, we want to build something that fits with the community's values. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to build something that is outside the architectural influence of what the rest of the community looks like. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there are developers that want to develop in areas that traditionally have not been developed on because of environmental concerns. So sure. I think there's a, you know, there's also that.
Or other issues, other manipulations they want to do.
Right.
Oh, we won't mention any, but I can think of at least one.
But I think when we're talking about the land use process, it's important to still have those voices at the table, you know, being the committee for citizen involvement. So.
Yeah, they should be. Yeah. And that's described in here.
Yep.
So I think that's very doable. So I maybe backtrack a little bit. I guess we could form, a working group could form if it's, does it say how many members on the working group? It probably doesn't.
It just says creation, so it's very general.
We might have even mentioned in here the makeup.
We had that discussion at length of who should be on it, but I'm not sure if that's what ended up in it.
We might have to go back and vision or review some of our notes.
This is what I was remembering. One is once council says they want a working group, it does go to the CCI to remember to recommend that purpose, goals, and list of appointees. When we created that 8th Street group, that was a really fast-track one because there was already a group considered. The CCI thought that was a great idea, and then there was a discussion on focus. It went back to council. Council thought that was a really good idea. And so that's where, like, Emily's recollection of what type of group that should be, and that's where all that gets vetted out. Really, that whole process seems to be working.
So I suggest if everyone reads the report and then maybe come back at the next meeting, we can come back with more some firm ideas around this and kind of see about how we might parse things out. We'll know the status of the vision goals. Maybe we can see about moving those forward. That could be a target for the next meeting, maybe. Beyond looking at things
for
time and thinking of where we're at. If people like that approach, I mean, the background understanding and then any other ideas you have or whatever, feedback and suggestions. It's great having two new faces on the committee here.
Okay, is there anything else on that particular agenda item?
Roundtable discussion where CCI members can consider updates and discussion expectations. The only thing would be to make sure that Mary and Bill is, you know, being on the Planning Commission just recently is already pretty deeply familiar with planning. I know you know a lot about it too, but I want to make sure that you get anything you need in information. And I think she could always reach out to you, right, John, with questions or
absolutely
specifics.
What I would suggest is on the website. There's probably
so
more
much
information
that
you actually ever want to see.
No
it's
doubt.
Put in sequentially. So, like, the top one was one of the first things we did.
Wait, go back to where this is. Is this in the CCI?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, can you find that by going to community?
No, I've been to it.
Okay, there you
go.
And so, you know, if you want to start getting a feel for some of the things touched on, it's all on here.
Okay.
Everything we do,
all
we post it.
That's right.
And there's been a hesitancy of taking stuff out. At some point, we're going to have to clean it a little bit. But it's all there until you guys tell us you want it.
They're not too big of documents, though. They're
Yeah, you can see by the
most of
the numbers
that are
a megabyte, 100K
or something.
Yeah.
So it's pretty
okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's the whole 2000.
And you can go back and see the original vision goals, and then you can see the initial change that came through the planning commission. All that record is in there.
And you have to look at this flowchart and say, what genius invented that?
Thank beauty.
Thank John for that.
Yes.
I did that just wholeheartedly.
It's a work of art, John.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. That's what I was looking for. Wait, it's in here, isn't it?
I have a member comment. I want to make sure we have time for that.
So, you know, we need to get that. That's an important file. It was referenced as a attachment.
Yeah. Somehow it didn't. I thought it was a fold-out 11 by 17.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have my folder with me.
No, and I just
printed out. But you can just fold it in. And
yeah, I just printed out the document.
So that'd be another thing to get both Mary and,
yes,
of course, print out the goal. Bill's
very I have a copy.
Yeah.
Yeah, John's been to a few of our meetings during the planning
commission
days.
Let's get a copy for Mary for sure.
Okay.
That helps when you're reviewing it, too, when you're reading this, to have that drawing
right
there.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's very, very helpful. Okay, anything else on that agenda item? Okay, seeing none, member comments. I have a member comment. Does anyone else have a member comment that they would like to share?
I might. You go first.
Okay, I'll go first. So my member comment is I am very disappointed to hear that the Neighborhood Association President's Board has not yet decided to participate in the CCI this year. Because the whole notion of citizen involvement is improved when you have a diverse group of people at the table willing to have conversations. And I find it very disturbing that what I believe to be a huge, you know, group in our community, all of these neighborhoods, are not currently here. But that said, I understand why they may be hesitant, and I'm even more disappointed that the CCI in the past year or two hasn't created the kind of environment that encourages people to want to be involved, or where they might feel welcomed. And I think this year gives us a great opportunity, now that we have this giant document behind us, to do better, and to really look at, like, you know, our title, it's Committee for Citizen Involvement, and we all know here on the board that this is a lot of land use stuff, but really to kind of take that to heart and look at citizen involvement and how can we have a welcoming board that people want to be involved in, because I feel like, who are we to talk about citizen involvement in this other thing if we can't get people involved in our own committee? So I'd just like to propose that we all go home and think about that, and then how we can kind of engage the people that we represent. So if we had a business person, they can kind of think about how to engage business. I'd be happy to take that on as the former business representative. And then I was thinking, if everyone's okay discussing it, I could put together a little proposal on it, kind of my idea of how we can do better at just citizen engagement on our own board for the next meeting.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a thumbs up. Thank
good
you.
Good comments.
We don't have to.
I'm just curious, you said something about creating an environment. So is there something about the environment this last year that, I know there were some strong personalities and some people just walked off, kind of, because they thought, I mean, there wasn't even a chance to dialogue on a couple things, and they walked out, and many of us felt bad about that.
Yeah, so, you know, the past 2 years I've been on the CCI, and I won't deep dive into a lot of it, but the first year, 2017, we had near-weekly meetings that make it very hard for people to be involved in the committee, just based on the workload. And then last year, as you said, we did have some strong personalities. We had some negative press. We had some disagreements and things on the board that I think for just an average person out in the community looking to get involved, you know, Committee for Citizen Involvement sounds like a fun time. And then you listen to a meeting or you attend one. And as I said, I understand why people might be hesitant to get involved, hearing some of those meetings or reading about it in the paper. And so my idea with kind of bringing this up right now is just how can we do better, and how can we get the trust and faith of Westland residents back in this committee? I think that's going to be key for us moving forward.
And my recollection of the hesitancy of the Neighborhood Association President's Group to asking somebody from that group to participate is exactly that. So there was Kerry Oaks that had an issue with the city manager and some others, and then it went to press, and there was a lot of negativity, and then she was asked to no longer represent the NAP, and then we had Gail Holmes come in as the NAP president, but she was only there for a very short time.
And while she was there, there was a lot of discussion about, well, how did it come to fruition that she was going to represent the NAP? Mm-hmm. Because they, as a body, had not made a decision. Whereas it appeared that the council had made a decision that the whoever the chair of the NAP is was going to be the CCI representative, and that caused all kinds of backlash.
So as I said, I'd be happy, just because I think this is such a big discussion, we could spend meeting after meeting after meeting on it. I'd be happy to throw together kind of my idea on something, and then maybe that would be, I don't know, where we can just start the discussion. We can toss that aside if we don't like it.
And go for it.
No, I think that's a good idea.
That sounds really good.
Do we need to make a motion or just?
I don't know.
All right.
We can maybe just add it to the agenda.
I think we all support Emily moving forward with creating some of our ideas and putting them down and bringing them back for
sounds
discussion.
Very positive.
I think that sounds very good. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thanks for volunteering to do that.
Thank you. Any additional member comments?
Well, I'm very new, and I hope this isn't out of the right order of things, but I'm concerned about the sound walls, actually. And I've been hearing from a lot of people in the community who know very little about them, but. And so I'm wondering if this would be a body where we could do help with getting proper information out to people, because the sound walls, potentially, I mean, these are the I-205 expansion ODOT walls.
Oh, okay. That sound wall. I was trying to figure out what you were talking about, sound wall.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm so immersed in sound walls.
Oh, okay.
So they really, once they're put up, will change, make a lot of, I think, changes, and some of them not to the, I mean, worst case scenario, some really significant, serious, detrimental changes. And I don't have a vote personally, so I am not actually saying, you know, either way. I'm just saying people don't know, and it hasn't been, I don't think it's been a democratic process. Basically, and I know people who own property who have not been notified, and I've been going to some of the meetings, and it's a big decision that's going to impact the community, and the way, you know, as far as, you know, the way things look, the way things feel, driving through, potential fire hazards, lots of things come up.
So I know there's been a couple of meetings, and then they're going to take a vote, and if they, do you know where the sentiment lies?
I mean, I don't know if it's appropriate to take up time right now with...
I think just maybe a couple of minutes, I'd
okay.
be curious
so
to
I do know.
Know.
I do know that I've been to the last two meetings that were open to the public, the most recent one being at last Thursday, where ODOT was there and presenting information. So there's four sections of wall.
Potential, yeah.
Right, that they've proposed to and are asking for a vote on. The two... The far end by Camassia is Section D. It has been voted down, and it's off the table.
Oh, good.
The Section A, which is down, so that would be west of Blankenship or south of Blankenship overpass.
Mm-hmm.
That section has been unanimously voted to be put up.
Oh, really?
Which section was that?
That's kind of
it's
the one
section
that's right. In 10th Street, like 10th Street.
No, actually, that one hasn't been voted on. The one that's closer to the 10th Street. So the one that's closer to 10th Street is actually kind of on shielding the shopping center and the apartment building there. I'm blanking on the name of that apartment complex, but it's an older apartment complex, and Blankenship runs alongside it. And then there's another section of wall that has been voted in. That's A, Section A. So that's done, off the table, and it's happening. But then the B and C sections, they hadn't gotten enough votes on, and they have until they've extended the deadline to this Friday.
You know, that A to me makes sense, and because only for me as a planner thinking the visual impacts. The mall and the
apartments will buffer, except for those people high up,
mm-hmm.
will buffer the visual impact.
Here's
and
the man.
For those members
okay.
living next to, those members, for those people living next to it, if you ever live near an interstate, it's very loud.
Yes,
and
I'm
and
sure.
hard to deal
and
with.
And I totally agree. And again, I don't really have, I mean, I have some concerns about the wall and how there's problems that they don't know how to solve that only probably will become worse as more people move into this area, some of whom maybe aren't housed people with, and again, not to sound too extreme, but with climate change, I have heard lots of modeling from people who know what they're talking about that our population around here will increase significantly because people from areas that
mm-hmm.
become less habitable will be moving into...
More habitable.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying...
You're saying, though, just for... I'm
yes.
sorry, but these things are hard to backtrack.
That's fine.
C and D, you said, don't have adequate votes to support a decision yet.
It would be... B.
Well, yes, B was voted
B,
down, you said.
No, it's D as in dog that was voted down.
Oh, see, I'm glad.
D is the section up by Camassia.
Yes.
Yes.
I had the wrong.
It's the far end. So
you said B and
have
you don't
have
but
adequate votes to support it.
B and C don't.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's why I'm doing this.
That's all right.
This has kind of been on my radar to dig into a little bit further, and I was kind of waiting to hear kind of where things kind of tend to be sort of trending, you know? So I think maybe the city might need a little stronger voice into it.
I feel very strongly. Because it's...
Okay.
Do you want this on the next agenda? Because I'm sure the group
will
then talk about...
It's gonna be so far out.
I think this is something...
The vote is Friday.
I don't know what we can do to change votes, but I think the CCI could have a role in making sure the citizens were engaged. Now, I didn't realize... I don't know what anything could be done to change your vote that's happening in 3 days' time.
No.
Sure. I don't know... Or I guess my personal opinion is I don't think it's appropriate for the CCI to take a position necessarily
right.
on this.
No.
But as far as citizen involvement, would we have time to do like a press release or anything like that?
The city has done. The city has put out stuff.
It's been
and
in
it's
the
been,
tidings.
Yeah.
Or is there?
I don't know if that's a reliable. I really don't know how.
They've done all formats from what I understand. The city's done press release. ODOT's done them. And I've seen those in the tidings.
So the city could put out something either in Facebook or on
yeah,
next door.
Something could just kind of
social media.
Well, for me, I'd call the director of ODOT, and you know that's
yeah.
what I do.
Actually, that's what
is I go right to the director,
I
go right to Ryan.
I would think it was appropriate.
The district guy.
The
he
way
was here yesterday.
The way it's been
it.
Presented is that the immediate properties that are right next to where the wall would be proposed. Are the only
ones that can vote. That's federal
mm-hmm.
law.
Yeah.
I understand that, but it will impact way beyond just those. That's
yeah.
and
okay.
so whatever would be the appropriate
yeah. okay.
city's involvement is what I would, and I don't really know what that would be, but this is just something that a lot of people have talked to me about.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if we, you know, the funding, you know, we're battling to try and get the funding and everything, and we've got a House bill in the legislature this year, 3209. So we're trying to dig up money. We just found out yesterday what the ask is going to be for the next biennium because it's going to be somewhere around $250 million. So I think because it's higher for even that first biennium, I think our chances maybe are lower, but we could, you know, this could be kind of moot to some degree if it doesn't get built and there's no funding, but it might
you
be nice to get them to just take a reprieve and just do a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
While we check in a little bit more and see if there's...
That's what I asked the representatives that I saw at ODOT the other day. Just because,
okay.
I mean, part of the problem I see is that they don't have a process for instance, dealing really adequately with people who are seeking shelter and then taking, you know, an opportunity to live by these walls and then they can't be removed, really. And so... And some of that's probably unprecedented from the, I mean, original erection of these walls. They didn't say, well, we're going to build these even though we know a bunch of people are going to come and live by them. That was not a thing until more recently.
Okay.
So
I'm going to, I'll check in with our city manager overnight by tomorrow morning about some of the content of the meeting that happened yesterday here when Ryan was here and I wasn't there.
He's the region one rep, district guy.
Yes.
And then based on what the information I glean there, I will see about making a phone call immediately to either Ryan or the director and just see if we can get them to just kind of chill a little bit while we work things out in the community and get feel like we're more comfortable with the information and see if I can influence
idea.
It in that way. I don't know if I can, but I'll try.
Just
I'll
so
do
people
that.
Feel like they've had their been heard. That's,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important, and that's what I wanted to say mostly.
Okay. Well, we are about to lose quorum. Is there any other member comments? I didn't mean to cut that short.
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, seeing none, our next meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, May 21st, 2019 at 5:30 p.m. here at City Hall. We will have John do a quorum check and post the agenda in accordance to Oregon Public Meeting Law.
I am going to be filtering the two pieces of information, the two vision goals on Mayor Aston, and within that email, I'm going to send them to everybody.
Yeah,
right.
And then I will also ask that, check the date and make sure we...
I'm sorry,
okay.
I have to run.
Nope,
that's
fine.
Okay.
We're good.
All right, we are, it is 6:41 p.m. and we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I know for sure I won't be here, I can tell you.
Oh, on the 20th.